Before the COVID-19 pandemic, a homeless housing project was set to open this month, a campus of 265 beds in Sparks. The progress has been slowed, but it's still moving along. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano checked in on what's happening with the Our Place project.
Earlier this year, before the pandemic, Washoe County commissioners approved nearly $15 million to fund Our Place. Kate Thomas, the assistant Washoe County manager, says the site will continue to be built unless construction work is deemed non-essential. She says currently there are restrictions on the campus in order to protect those working on the construction.
The campus is coming along, Our Place campus is coming along, but that's looking to be, you know, later in the spring, early summer before we transition everybody over there. But again, if things have not changed and we haven't been able to flatten the curve, how many people we put on that campus is going to be severely impacted by the social distancing factor.
Before the health crisis, Our Place's goal was to work with individuals and families to find long-term solutions and root causes of their homelessness. The facility plans to eventually house the women, children, and families from the downtown Record Street shelter in Reno, which would allow the facility to become an all-men's shelter. But right now, the Record Street shelter is being used to house those who may have COVID-19-related symptoms.
That's the tough part about something like this, whereas we would like to spend the caseworkers' time working on a long-term strategy. Really, right now, we're trying to keep people safe and healthy, because without your health, we can't focus on the long-term efforts towards housing sustainability and financial literacy and housing security and things like that. So right now, it's an all-hands effort to keep this community safe.
Thomas says the long-term goals of offering wraparound services are still intact. But when the campus opens, they'll assist the community as needed to protect people from the virus. On top of recovering from COVID-19 or avoiding it, many are dealing with new health challenges.
Some of those folks are experiencing sobriety because they're focused on their health. So where they wouldn't normally come to a facility to become healthy because they've got coronavirus situation, they're now being forced by having that virus to go through detox. And so that's a challenge. And we want to be respectful of the fact that they're dealing with a multitude of issues. And we want to be there to help them through that period.
Right now, some people are finding nightly housing at the Reno Event Center and wraparound services at an additional undisclosed location with 43 beds. Along with the cities of Reno and Sparks, Washoe County is also preparing up to 60 trailers for additional housing for those who are unable to safely isolate. That may be because they don't have a home, they're immunocompromised, or they pose a high risk to others in their home. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.